Yes, every week we do this. Send your jerky situations into Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. We do this every week. 10:50 on Thursdays. And this first one comes to us from LesPaul23 at yahoo.com. I want you to listen to the whole thing.
Isn't Les Paul like a guitar?
I want you to listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
And evaluate. So quite some time ago, I went on a date with a boy. And when he picked me up, he thought it would be funny to have a pack of condoms sitting in the car seat. Sometimes we get joke ones, Matt. Sometimes people listen to our show and they send joke ones. And I find that fun.
Well, what was the rest? Did he say?
It was exactly your story. Oh. It was exactly your story.
Man, I don't even remember that girl's name.
I don't blame you. Did you feel like a jerk in that situation because she completely did not get the joke?
Well, I made her feel uncomfortable, and that wasn't my intention, so I felt bad about that.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody to feel uncomfortable around me, especially when you're dating. You never want to make a female feel that way. So I apologize. I mean, I'm really sorry. That's my sense of humor. But as I was telling you guys, I used to do some things for a while where I tried to figure out real quick, because I was having a lot of like 2-3 date things. And you're a little different. So I just decided to be like, all right, here's me on a first date.
Yeah.
Just be like, this is my sense of humor.
Whole package, so to speak.
In a sense, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you've changed your ways a little bit. You can't show the whole thing the first time that you meet.
You learn. It's a growing process.
It is a growing process. Let's go on to Kurt Weisenberger. I was walking down the street and noticed a flyer that read, "Do you need joy in your life?" These were several slips that you can tear away with a local phone number, and I thought, well, yes, of course I need joy in my life. I took one of the slips and called the number about 2 hours after my walk ended. These two ladies answered saying, "Hi, this is Sister So-and-so and Sister also So-and-so. What's your name and how can we bring you joy?"
Interesting.
I said, "My name is Mike and I'm a bit lost. What kind of joy can you bring me?" They then pitched a particular church and religion well noted in Utah. I said, "Oh, well, that's not quite what I expected, but please tell me more." They prayed for me on the call and invited me to a prime rib dinner and a Christmas pageant, which I attended. I ate as much prime rib as any hungry man can possibly eat.
This is so bizarre.
Then we all prayed again, rather too long, I would say. I said, "Thanks, sisters, I gotta go." And they asked me for a $300 donation. I said, "Sure. Send me your Zelle info," and left. Am I the jerk? This is a true story. They keep calling. I've had to block them.
Yeah, man, I hate to say it, but if you had no intentions. Now, if you were interested in perhaps converting to that religion.
Or converting them away.
Or maybe you're just really curious about it, then I understand that. But if you are going in with the idea of, I'm just going to take advantage of free prime rib and all that. You're not the jerk for blocking them. I mean, we've all had the Jehovah's Witnesses that will go door to door. I remember in high school once, I didn't realize, you know, you talk to them and open the door and take their materials, they'll keep coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And I think finally my mom or my dad was like, "Look, leave us alone." And they were totally nice about it, but I didn't know at the time that I should have been like, "No, I'm not interested. Thank you so much."
Right.
So, you're not a jerk for being like, "Hey, I'm blocking your calls. Leave me alone."
Yeah, I don't know. He's told them that they've told him what he's going to be kind of getting into. And, taking advantage of the food and the pageant, fine. But then dropping the little, "Hey, I'll send that $300. I'll send that money your way." That's a little bit of a jerk move.
Yeah.
First of all, that's a lot of money to commit to in general. That would have been my first be like, "Whoa, what are we doing here? You're asking me for $300, but agreeing to it and then blocking their calls after they treated you to this delicious prime rib dinner. It's a little bit of a jerk move, taking advantage of a religious sect.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's a very original one, unless it's also the episode of A King of Queens.
Yeah, we
wouldn't know.
We're not the ones to decipher that. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I feel like you have to, if you are going to hold, I guess, a little bit of a high and mighty attitude over religion or joining a church, it then seems a little bit of an a-hole move to promise them you're going to send them money and eat their food and go to their little pageant. Seems a little disingenuous to me.
Why wouldn't they just sell them a ticket to come eat the food if they were trying to raise money to begin with?
Yeah, that's because it's church, and you know how they are. They want you to feel like you're going into their facility under your own volition, and then they want to hit you with that bill at the end, and then they hit you with the guilt trip before you leave to make sure that you do send that little check.
Is it the same thing as like when you're going through the mall in the churches, or there's like those charity groups that are asking for donations there, and you give them like $20 and you make
you're very kind.
Yeah.
You make the mistake of giving your phone number, and then they start calling you from there.
I always get fake information.
Yeah.
I have a burner email.
I usually just tell them I don't give to charitable causes.
Well, you can also just be like, no English.
That's a good one. And then,
they're like, yeah, okay.
A situation that I used to feel like a jerk is if you go to the grocery store and it has the, do you want to donate a dollar?
To hungry children.
Yeah. But then I found out that that's just a tax thing for grocery stores and retailers, is they get a huge tax break because they take in X amount of donation dollars. So I stopped doing it. I no longer feel bad.
I forget.
What's going on when I do that? I thought I was buying some poor family Christmas meal.
I mean, like, that money is going to
a percentage of it, I'm sure.
I think all of it goes to whatever charitable cause they're saying it goes to, but they get a tax write-off because that's their donation.
You're donating to them.
Right. You're donating to them so that they can donate to the donation.
That's smart. Interesting.
That is a genius idea.
So never feel bad about that.
80% of that donation goes to pay the people who run that, so.
Right, so then really the actual cause is getting about somewhere between 10 to 20% of the dollar that you
just
sent.
I don't know how it works, man.
So maybe 5 cents.
Right.
Maybe I should just go buy the food and go drop it off.
Yeah, go direct. You need to go direct to the source on charity. You can't use a middleman.
Convenience, though.
That was a good one, man. Really, that was a very original jerk.
I thought so too.
You have another one for us?
I do. Jordan Beckerick. Beckerick. It's kind of a weird last name, but easy to read.
Yeah, who's the jerk now?
Me?
Beckerick.
Hello there. I always enjoy listening to y'all. I'm a very loyal Florida Panthers fan. Odd, but cool.
Okay, next.
And last season in March, I was at the Detroit game against the Red Wings, in which the Panthers won 4-0. Of course, I'm cheering for the goals and whatnot. And on the Cats' fourth goal, I stood up and clapped, and a Red Wings fan told me to sit down. He threw a beer on this guy's head and had more slander come flowing from his mouth.
Come on, man.
And I replied to them, calm down. It's a sporting event, and I'm cheering for my own team. And she waved them off and told him kind of to get the hell out of here in some sort of fashion. Then, in October of this season, I was in Columbus for a Cats game against the Blue Jackets. And when the Cats made it 4-2, I stood up to cheer, clap, and some grumpy old man told me to sit down once again. My response to him, man, calm down. I'm cheering for a goal. Don't like it, then don't go to a game where you're bound to come in contact with opposing fans. I kept clapping and cheering, so after that, he didn't say anything to me. Thanks, Jordan. So this is a question of how much are you allowed, not just like what's acceptable, but are you allowed to go to an opposing arena?
Yes, you can cheer.
Stand up and be loud and happy.
Yes.
I think so.
Like, is there a line, though?
I mean, the line is you like basically screaming in somebody's face or vice versa, throwing a beer on the home teams.
I mean, if somebody throws a beer on you, that's how fights start.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, that's obviously.
I don't care where you are. You don't throw a beer on somebody. But I also understand, like, if I go to a Stars game and they're playing the Avs, this is a great example of this, and there's Avs fans a couple rows down and they're winning, they stand up, you know, I like, hey, sit down, you guys suck, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. That's fair. And then they can turn around and be like, oh, look at the scoreboard. Like, yeah, you're right.
But
like,
what, so you would, trash talk. You might tell them to sit down though? Cause I think that's the situation here is the Cats are scoring a goal. She gets up and is pretty obnoxious, like, woo, go Cats! And then,
yeah, I mean, I think eventually the home fan is going to be like, all right, you scored, you celebrated. I understand both sides. I don't think either one is the beer throwing guy is the jerk.
Yeah, no, he's definitely the jerk, but
that's ridiculous.
I do think in general, you're definitely allowed to cheer. You're allowed to have a great time. You're allowed to root for your team. But I think most people that, I think a lot of people know that they're crossing a line of just being a little too obnoxious, and then as you go further into the game, especially if it's a blowout, it ramps up and ramps up and ramps up, and then you get to a point where you need to, I think it would behoove the opposing fan to turn around and notice that they're in a section with 3,000 or 4,000 other fans.
Yeah, you know you're going to get it.
Right.
Like, you have to understand that.
That's right. If you get, if you're being loud, and I think it's whether it's malicious or not, if you're cheering for your team and you're in an opposing stadium, you need to just be okay with that. You're going to get some, little bit back. Winning or losing too. Cause like if you're getting your ass kicked and now you're wearing
4-0. The home fans gotta kind of realize, like, all right, it's not our night,
right?
You know? And that's just frustration.
Yeah, and you need to understand that it's just sports. We're all having a good time, and not take the banter too seriously. Which I, considering how many fights we've seen in stands the last,
man, it's
two
a lot.
Years,
yeah,
and I've, Detroit's a big fight city.
Yeah, and I saw a Stars game a couple of times in Nashville, and I wore my Stars sweater, you know, basically just representing and Stars hat, and cheer like a normal person. Like they score, like, yeah, all right, there we go. And you know, you have some people like, oh, you guys suck. And I don't really respond. I just ignore it. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, so like I went to a preseason Cowboys game one year. It was Chiefs and Cowboys. And of course I'm wearing my Chiefs gear. And I was probably 12, and I was 100% getting screamed at by 40-year-olds.
Dude.
Walking around,
I feel like,
in a preseason
football fans
game.
Are the worst.
They're the most obnoxious
way over
jerks
the top
in sports.
And it happens, like, if you go even a neutral, Texas will use an example of this. I mean, depending on who wins, the other side's talking so much trash.
Yeah.
People have been drinking. You know, you might say a little something to somebody. So that's how come a lot of the times.
Would you go to a game in Philly and wear your Cowboys gear?
No.
No way. I wouldn't root for Philadelphia, but I would be probably silently rooting for Dallas.
Neutral
and just
colors.
Sitting there and be like, oh,
wearing your NFL hat.
No, I have zero desire to be pounded on by Philadelphia.
See, I was that way about Oakland, where I kind of wanted to go
There's no way.
I kind of wanted to go see a Chiefs Raiders game at the Coliseum just to see the dump in its finest form. But I also was very aware of what happened at the Cowboys-Chiefs game and was like, I don't think it's going to be a lot better. But at the same time, I would very easily go to Denver. Like, wouldn't you go to Washington and see it? Maybe not Washington because it sucks there. But go to MetLife and go see a game wearing your Cowboys gear?
I don't know. I'm just not – I don't need – knowing myself
– You don't need the confrontation?
Yes. I don't need the ignition to any internal flame of
– Of you?
What did you just say to me? That type of thing. Like, let's just let that
– I didn't totally factor in the way you watch the Cowboys.
No, and that – yeah, that's why a lot of the times I won't watch teams that I pull for in big games, and I just watch them at the house because I don't want to be around people that are rooting opposite me, because the natural competition in me will want to be like, oh, what now? Hey, remember when you were cheering earlier? Cheer now. Like that type of thing.
So it's just your Twitter persona, essentially.
Yeah, yes. It's just very silly to do.
All right. Well, that does it. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. We do this every Thursday. But this is our last Am I the Jerk of 2024.